So now that you're here, you might as well just keep worshiping him. Amen. Amen. I want to say a few words of introduction, particularly to our newer members of our church, about a 30-plus year relationship with a gentleman, a pastor, and a ministry that is based in Haiti. If you look in your bulletin today, you'll see two photographs of our guest preachers for today in the center flap of our bulletin, and the 8 o'clock preacher, the picture that is listed there, pictured there, is a photo of the Reverend Luke Daratus. And Pastor Luke is what we affectionately call the Reverend Luke Daratus. He is the founder of Harmony Ministries, which is a dynamic and thriving ministry in at least four areas of the island of Haiti. And some 30-plus years ago, one of our senior members of our church, the late Mother Laura Stewart, who God allowed to live to see the age of 105 years Amen. Young, Mother Stewart was a stalwart and continues to be an amazing figure. She's not hidden either, an amazing figure, and a great job, young lady, amazing figure in and leader in our congregation. And at the age of 85, we believe, Mother Stewart got on a plane and traveled to Haiti because she felt God leading her to start a ministry there, to reach out to the most vulnerable youth in Haiti. And at that time, that corpus of poverty and her focus led her to a place called Cité Soleil. And when she traveled there, along with other Shiloh members, one of whom was the late Deaconess Audrey Kaufman, and many others, the late Sister Ramsey and the late Sister Jane Robinson, and so many others over the years. But Miss Mother Stewart said, "I need to find someone who would help anchor this ministry." A school. She was led to found a school. And so she was led to a young preacher by the name of Luke Daratus. He and she are the only ones who really know the story of how she came to pick him out of all the pastors and preachers in Haiti. But she did. And as a result of that relationship, some 30-plus years later, not only does Shiloh enjoy an amazing and rich relationship with Pastor Luke, but that relationship has blossomed to include other institutions, other houses of worship, houses of worship like the Presbyterian Church of Lawrenceville, New Jersey, institutions like the Pennington School right here in Mercer County. And over these many decades, dozens and dozens of volunteers of all races, all genders, all backgrounds, all denominations, all regions have all gone to Haiti and have been hosted by our guest preacher, Pastor Luke. And if you are interested, and if you're a newer member, because our veteran members have heard Pastor Luke and they know this story, but it never gets old. It's an amazing story. And in 2010, a group of us from both the Presbyterian Church of Lawrenceville and Shiloh and some other ministries made our way to Haiti for what was an annual mission trip. And little did we know that it would be the most cataclysmic earthquake to ever strike the Western Hemisphere. And some hundreds of thousands of Haitians sadly died in that earthquake. And for whatever reason, God spared our lives. Part of the way God, one of the vessels God used to even help us and keep us from hurt, harm, and danger was Pastor Luke. And so he shall never be forgotten. And his work shall forever be supported by this congregation and so many other congregations. And every year he travels here to give an update to the churches that support him, not only here in New Jersey and Mercer County, but around the country, Arizona, North Carolina, Maine, you name it, Texas. The Lord has allowed him to expand his ministry. And so he has been the custodian and the caretaker of what Mother Laura Stewart started And we, over these last few years, have folded that work into his overall work in Haiti. And so he's going to give an update about the ministry in Haiti. But more importantly, this morning, he's going to preach the gospel. And for those of you who want to come back this afternoon, we'll have more time to fellowship with Pastor Luke in what we call our spiritual table and sacrificial dinner experiences hosted by our missionary ministry. So that will start right after the 11 o'clock service around 1:30, and we invite you all to come back for that. And Pastor Luke will have some more time to interface. This morning he's going to preach literally and run to his next service at 10 o'clock. And so without further ado, we want to invite up a dear friend of this ministry, a brother indeed, a lover of God's word, a proclaimer of the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, a husband and a father of two awesome children, and an extraordinarily visionary man, an extraordinarily visionary man of faith and man of God. I want you to help put your hands together for Pastor Luke Deratus, who's going to come now and share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. You all just stretch your hands towards the pulpit and just pray for Pastor Luke. God, bless me through your servant, Pastor Luke. Revive him, rekindle him, and strengthen him to preach your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you.
Good morning, church. God for being here this morning. I give the glory to him, to Reverend Armstrong, and to each and every one of you that has come to worship the Lord. It's cold out there, but it could be hot in here because we are depending on the Holy Spirit to guide us and to take care of us. I would not be here, and I would not know Shiloh Baptist Church if Mother Stewart and Deaconess Kaufman would not be available to go to Haiti. As God gave the Great Commission, they were willing to go. Because they were willing to go, many souls and many children has known God in their life. And Mother Stewart had a vision not only to reach to the young people, to the children, but also to the parents. So she did mention to me, she said, "Look, I want the children to have an education. I want them to know how to read and write. But I want the community, the parents, to know Christ also." So she established a chapel, and that chapel is still going strong. And last year, in August, we ordained a young preacher to be over the chapel. And I can tell you, he's doing his best, and many souls in Cité Soleil are hearing God's words. So keep on praying for the Community Baptist Church in Cité Soleil, and also Harmony Ministries in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. It's going strong, We baptize, we evangelize, and then giving the young people an education. Because as you know, Haiti is the poorest country in the hemisphere. And we are really on surviving life. And also, 65% of the Haitians do not know how to read and write. Now you can see how many ministries and mothers toward church and chapel. We are really trying to reach to the new generation in giving them an education. And thank you also for really taking the responsibility, helping us to feed, have a food pantry to really help the less fortunate. And we're reaching out to the nursing home, to the handicapped, St. Vincent Episcopalian School, where they have 300 children that really trying to, some of them don't talk and dumb, and also some have 1 foot, 1 legs, and 1 hand, you know, to really struggling, but we're doing our best. And thank you for being a partner with us for so many years. We appreciate all you have done. So don't stop. Only what you do for Christ will last. And we have come from a mighty long way, because God being on my side, because where I came from in Leogan, I would never thought I would be in United States. But God make it happen. God make it happen. So we're going to go to the Word of God. And if you have questions later on this afternoon, I will be around. And if you would like to know more about the ministry in Haiti. So let's stand together. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past. Maybe you can read verse 10 with me. Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which has not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. May God bless his word. Amen. You may be seated. Our subject this morning is, you are unique. You are unique. You are on the winning side.
Amen.
You belong to the winning camp. That's make your case is different. My Father God and your Father God is the referee. He will never blow the whistles until you are declared the winner. Your case is different. The mentality of your uniqueness in Christ will enhance your dignity in the race of life. Every born again Christian is a peculiar treasure.
Yes.
And the scripture we read this morning let me know we are not common. You belong to a royalty. You are peculiar, different, to be envied, strange, special breed. Because we are a peculiar person, we need to restore our relationship with God. We deck in God's holiness, showing forth his glory on the earth. But if you don't know this, you will live and die like mere men. You and I are not just ordinary person on the street. You are a peculiar person.
Well,
yes. A royal priesthood, holy nation, chosen to show forth the glory of God. And God has called us to give him praises. And he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. But you just must become possessed with the mentality of your uniqueness. We have been imparted with the holiness of God. He has justified you to glorify you, not to humiliate you. You have a glorious destiny in Christ. Your case is different. Your case is different because God has made you to give him the glory.
Amen. Amen.
And you are not on this earth by accident.
That's right.
God has given you the strength. He had protect you. He had give you opportunity to live on and give you a flame of fire on your head that makes you unique among men. Uh-huh. There is a seal of royalty on your forehead.
Thank you.
That makes you special. And the enemy, when he see you, he will have to flee away. But God has sealed you with his Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So that's make you unique. And we need to appreciate our God day by day for his protection over you. Your case is different in the race of life. The word peculiar means a different species of person.
Well,
not the same, hallelujah, with others in the world. The things that happen to them are not permitted to happen to you, because you carry a seal, a peculiarity on your life. And if you look at Isaiah with me, chapter 8, verse 12. Isaiah 8. Verse chapter 8, verse 12 and 13, It's read, say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom these people shall say, a confederacy, neither fear, hear their not their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. I think that is where a lot of Christians miss it. They always identify with the world in the natural and miss their place in the supernatural.
Yeah.
So they suffer what the natural people suffer. Friend, your case is different. Haven't you heard in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2? Maybe you can look at it with me again. 60, verse 2. And he said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Your case is different.
Yes. Yes.
Because you are a peculiar, your case is different.
Uh-huh.
We need to stop thinking the way the world thinks, or you will keep suffering the way they suffer. Your case, hallelujah, is different. Stop fearing what they fear, or you will begin to fall the way they fall. A consciousness of your peculiarity is a great asset. You need to convince yourself time and again that your case is different.
Yes.
You belong to divine royalty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I am a holy nation.
Yes.
I have been called to show forth his praises, not his pities. Because the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, he said, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree, hallelujah, planted by the river of water that bringeth fruit, his fruit in his season. And God is looking for you and I to bear fruit.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And his leaf also shall not wither, and whosoever he does will prosper.
Amen.
Are you on the prospering side this morning?
Oh, yes.
Because you are a peculiar person.
All right.
God is searching for you to bear fruit. You will keep generating victory after victory in battles because your case is different. What affects the people of the world cannot affect you. What is molesting them cannot molest you because your case is different.
Amen.
You have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his own dear son. This is for you a very powerful platform upon which you can operate your faith. Your peculiarity is a great asset in the school of faith.
Amen.
because faith will help you to please God.
Well.
A plague is raging all around you, but you can say, my case is different. When the flu is around, you can say your case is different. Whatever is coming to take over, to take residence in your body, your case is different. The vehicle that you are driving seems to be on the verge of an accident. You can declare, hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
My case is different. With this understanding, I curse, you can curse every molestation of sickness and disease in your life. Not on your name, but in Jesus' name.
Right.
Hallelujah.
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 Every negative report that is out to wreck your destiny in Christ, with the power that God has given into you, you can curse that plague right now.
Yes, yes.
And command it. Command them to turn around for good. Why? Because your case is different.
Yes.
Because you are unique. You can start thinking differently.
Well.
But unfortunately, Job did not know that his case was different. Mm. So he started fearing what other businessmen of his time feared. But Satan saw an edge around him, and all that he owned was gone. But Psalms 34, verse 7 said, the angel of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him and delivered them. So you have an angelic God around you. There's a wall of fire around you because the angel of the Lord constitute an edge of fire around you.
Right.
It's time for you and I, hallelujah,
yes,
to carry this mentality about you. You will not have any more negative stories to tell the remaining days of your life because your case is different.
Yes.
God is your Father. God is my Father. You are a child of God. In him, you can be mature.
Well.
A son with power. But as many as receive him, to them give the power to become the sons of God.
Uh-huh.
Even to them that believe on his name. Beloved, once you are saved, you become a power-loaded personality. Salvation brings you from the realm of darkness into the realms of power.
Well.
And he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He takes power to ascend your throne. It's time to bring down every Goliath that is harassing you, your family, your business. It's time to stop sitting down and allow the enemy to harass you. You are loaded with power, with Holy Spirit, Go now and harass him. In new birth, you are connected by covenant to the original source of power. It is a privileged position. Your future is not uncertain with God's power at work in your life. How God has anointed us with Holy Ghost, with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Beloved, my brothers and sisters, now it's your turn. This power is real.
Yes.
It works. It works. It works. Hallelujah. From this time forth, everywhere you find yourself, you will be identified with power from on high. And that's what keeps us going. From day to day. Because the oppression, you've been despised, but God is on our side to keep us alive.
Thank you, Lord.
Your manifestation will be undeniable because my God is real. He is real in my soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God is real. He can touch you this morning.
Amen.
I don't know what's bothering you. I don't know what's going on to bring you down. But right now, God is here to sustain you. He is here to hold your hand because he can make you whole. You've been criticized. You've been putting low down. But I remember a story. There was a man who had a donkey. He was tired with that donkey. Because that donkey was not doing too good, he was not working, and he was giving him food, taking care of, but the donkey was not powerful enough to give the honor, the service that he wanted. One time, he wanted to get rid of that donkey, call his people that were working with him, dig a hole. Dig a hole. He's going to bury that donkey alive. Maybe you have that story before. But they drop the donkey in that hole. The donkey was staying there, but called the servant to put dirt on that hole. Every time the dirt come on the donkey's body, he shook himself. Putting dirt. Can you shake yourself this morning? Can you shake yourself? Shake yourself. Every time people will criticize you, putting you down, shake yourself. The donkey replied, I'm not going to let you bury me alive. I'm going to keep on living. So this morning, every time the oppression, they will criticize you, shake yourself.
Yes, yes.
Shake yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shake yourself. You're not going to let. I'm going to shake myself. Don't let you, the situation that you are in, buried me. I'm going to keep on living. So you're not going to bury me alive. God bless.